Jerry Bader Show 1048 over the weekend. CBS News Online replayed all of its coverage from the JFK assassination on Sunday. So it would have been Sunday 50 years ago, the 2 days after Kennedy was assassinated. CBS aired live two church services from Boston. One was Mass by Cardinal Cushing. The other was just a church service. And I asked on Facebook, I shared that observation, and on Facebook I asked, do you think any network would do that today? Run two church services that way? Some listeners said yes, or some people on my Facebook page said yes. Some said no. Why in the world did the producers of The Voice choose a hymn and then alter the word Lord, take out the word Lord and replace it with oh? You know what I think? I don't think they knew it was a hymn, Jason. Given that probably none of them have ever been inside a church, or very few of them. Oh, it says Lord, that's going to upset some people. What percent of the audience, even, here's my question, here's my point. What percent of non-believers would be offended by it? What percent? What percent of people who don't believe in God, sitting on their butts, watching The Voice, would be offended that they use the word Lord? Really? Billy in De Pere. Billy, how you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hey, Jerry. You know, I deal with this insanity on a daily basis in many different levels. About 12 years ago, I switched careers and became a children's songwriter and performer. And I joined an organization called the Children's Music Network. And the organization, which I found out later, is primarily, Democratic, somewhat socialistic, agenda-pushing group that goes into schools, libraries, and everything. And they're basically, you know, kind of pushing the liberal and the atheist, you know, the whole message. And rewriting the songs and basically reprogramming the kids, you know? It's really scary. I'm kind of like the black sheep, and most of the people in the kids' music world don't like me very much because I don't do that.
Okay, Billy, you're straying a little bit on us here. Here's what I would say is that, and thanks for the call, is now the fact that this has been expunged from schools. Look what happened in Wausau recently. And the way kids are taught, well, you can't say God in front of other people. Someone might be offended. Okay, so you grow up with this. So I'm not surprised. Now you go on to produce a TV show. Well, we can't say Lord. Some people out there might be offended by that. When in fact, it's this over-exaggerated sense of that they probably did pick up in public school. Because you have to be so a kid does have a right to pray at lunch or that sort of thing in public school. They have that right. But there are teachers who have stomped down on that. Well, that kid might not like that. As I said, we have lowered any reference to God or religion down to the level of obscenity or pornography. Well, somebody might be offended by it. Don't play the song, then. John in Sheboygan. John, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Good.
Thank you for your show. I appreciate this discussion. The one thing, the last caller that you had on that you cut off that talked about, a person being an enemy of God.
Yeah.
He was right on. He knows his scriptures.
Okay, but John, that's got nothing to do with why this is happening.
Okay.
That's my point, though. I understand what you're saying. What I'm saying is that we're all born sinners has nothing to do with what happened here. And my point was 50 years ago, thanks a lot for the call, during the JFK coverage, we could have two church services on. Something has changed in the last 50 years, and that has nothing to do with the nature of sinners. Steve in Menasha. Steve, go ahead.
Good morning. Being that I'm not a very religious person myself, I can see both points. It doesn't offend me either way to have it on there. There are some ultra-liberals who are terrified that that's even anywhere near a child. It's wrong. It's the parent's choice. It's the choice of the family. And you either watch it or you don't watch it, or you expose your children or you don't expose your children, but don't be editing a classic song to make the liberals happy.
Well, because here's where it's stupid, Steve. I mean, what percent? Okay, I don't know the answer to this, but I have a guess. What percent of people would be offended by leaving it in versus what percent of people are offended by leaving it out?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think it's a very, 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 very small percentage that would be offended by leaving it in, and a relatively high percentage that are now offended that they left it out. This is the thing. Who are they trying to please? If you're doing a TV show and you look at this content, well, we don't want to offend anybody, which is the right way to go? You're going to offend somebody either way. My guess is you would have offended about 3% of your audience. And I say that because I think there are a lot of atheists who wouldn't be offended by its inclusion. Instead, you offend a lot of believers. James in Wisconsin Rapids. James, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. My comment about this is I think this is all part of the 9/11 aftermath, that we're afraid of offending a specific religion, not the general U.S. population.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's as logical as anything, because I can't figure out whoever they were worried about offending is a very, very small percentage of their audience. So I can't really take issue with you there. Thanks a lot for the call. To Tim in Lublin. Tim, go ahead.
Just a quick question, Jerry. If this is so offensive that they might say the word Lord, considering the time of year is, how long before somebody edits the infamous Charlie Brown Christmas, where Linus does his soliloquy and does the famous St. James version of the birth of Jesus?
King James version, yeah. That's a great point. Because do you know that in 1965, CBS and producers had a problem with that?
That's why I raised it.
Yeah, they didn't like it back then. So at what point? Well, they thought it was just going to be too preachy. People don't want to be preached to on television. Instead, it has become the favorite of many because Charles Schulz was prophetic, and nearly 50 years ago, already commercialism had destroyed Christmas, and he saw it. It's 100 times worse now. Rhonda in Green Bay. Rhonda, go ahead.
Don't you think it's all about the minority rules? Meaning...
Oh, it is, but this is...
Minority have the loud voices now, but not the majority.
But this is such... I hear you. Yeah. But here's my butt on this, Rhonda. We're talking about such a small minority. I mean, really, what percent of atheists would have been offended? They might have been slightly annoyed that they picked a hymn in the first place, but how many atheists would have been outraged that the word Lord was included in there?
Well, you know, which wheel gets the oil if it squeaks?
I know, but this is such a small wheel. I mean, this is a minority of a minority of a minority. Let's say, and I don't know this is accurate, let's say 20% of America is atheist. I don't know that that's true. What percent of that 20% do you think would have been offended to where they would have to take it out versus the percentage that's offended because they did take it out? Ken in Manitowoc. Ken, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry, they're just afraid that people have true inspiration and hope. They weren't worried about offending someone.
Well, but Jason made a good point to be off the air. Jason, have you actually ever heard someone thank God on there? Have they said that in so many words? Jason's pointing out that contestants thank God.
Yep.
You know, well, this is just mind-boggling to me that you would do that. By the way, Blake Shelton wasn't mic'd, but said that he did sing it the way it's written and the way he was raised with it. And you know what this reminds me of? My mom, I was raised Catholic, and the Catholic Church, and I don't know what they do these days, so-called Protestant hymns weren't allowed. My mom, that really bothered my mom because she loved a lot of them. And now it's come to this, where, well, we can't say Lord. Phil in Stevens Point. Phil, go ahead.
Doesn't this go back to like June of 1962 when they took the prayer to public school? I think that seemed to be the beginning of the end here of what's going on with this situation nowadays.
Okay, I think you're actually right about that. And an earlier caller brought that up. And here's how, Phil. Thanks a lot for the call. Because you are basically learned not to speak of religion in school. Particularly in recent years, teachers have gotten so overreactive to that in some instances that there are teachers who mistakenly believe that students can't speak of God in school. We had a caller here once that believed that. Just amazing. That's how the song goes. It's 10:58, just 8 minutes to Rush. Have a very, very, very happy Thanksgiving.
Undertaker, Undertaker, Undertaker.
For all things Jerry Bader, Jerry Bader Show.